נכתב ביום, משנה דף י"ז עמוד א', ונחתם ביום, בלילה ונחתם בלילה, בלילה ונחתם ביום, כשר. ביום ונחתם בלילה, פסול. זה שיטת תנא קמא. רבי שמעון מכשיר את המצב הזה של גט מוקדם, שרבי שמעון אומר, כל גיטין שנכתבו ביום ונחתמו בלילה פסולין, כל גיטין פירוש הדבר כל שטרות, חוץ מגיטי נשים. באה הגמרא ואומרת, איתם נעימה תקנו זמן בגיטין, רבי יוחנן אמר משום בעשה חוסר, שלקש אמר משום פירוס. Okay. יש לנו כאן הנחה אחת מאוד מאוד יסודית במשנה, והיא שמעיקר הדין, הצורך בזמן, בשטר, זה דווקא נמצא באיזה סוג שטרות, מה, איך רשי מגדיר את השטרות שבהם יש צורך בזמן? שטרי גוביינה. כן, לכן הגמרא שואלת, מה תקנו זמן בגיטין? כיוון דלאו שטרי גוביינה הן. שטרי גוביינה, מה שרשי אמר, מכר, מתנה, הלוואה, אלו הם שטרי גוביינה, אלו צריכים זמן, ושם יש דין של מוקדם פסול, רשי מסביר דאוסי למטרח לקוחוס מיום הדקסיבה ושלו כדין, אבל גט אישה, דלאו לגוביינה אבידה, כך טוען רשי, שאין לזה, אין כאן זכות לגבות מהלקוחות, אז לכן, גט מעיקר הדין, לא צריך זמן. ולכן רבי שמעון מכשיר, כי בעצם אין בעיה בגט מוקדם, אלא שרבנן שסוברים שיש בעיה, זה צריכים להסביר. ויש כאן שתי הסברים, אחד של רב יוחנן ואחד של ריש לקיש. כן? אבל זוהי הנחת המשנה. הבעיה היא שבואו נשכח דקה מכל הדינים של גוביינה ובסה חוסו ופירות, שהם צרכים צדדיים שאנחנו חוששים לאיזשהו רמאות, או בתחום ממוני, או בתחום של זנות. יש לנו כאן בעיה של רמאות. נשכח מכל הבעיה של רמאות, לכאורה הצורך בזמן בשטר צריך להיות צורך בסיסי. למה צריך שיהיה כאן צורך בסיסי לזמן בשטר? כי התורה קובעת שכל עדות צריך להיות עדות שתעבור דרישה וחקירה. שכל עדות צריך להיות עדות שאתה יכול להזימה. ודרישה וחקירה הם שאלות על זמן ומקום. בלי שאנחנו יודעים מתי העדות תעבור, למה העדות מתייחסת, לאיזה זמן העדות מתייחסת, אז אי אפשר להזים את העדים. ואם אי אפשר להזים את העדים, אז אין כאן שום התראה. There's no check and balance. There's nothing built into the system שיתריע את העד מלשקר. We want to have a deterrent factor. Hazama is the...
Is it okay if I turn on the air conditioning? Or maybe open the window, whichever you'd rather.
Huh? Okay, we'd like to have a deterrent factor. Not that we want, the Kadosh Baruch Hu requires. Din shel v'dorash v'chakar, v'yesheva, drishot v'chakirot. As anachnu yodim, v'gemara b'Sanhedrin, sham b'tchilat ha-perek, הרביעי, אז מובא, אמר רבי חנינה, דבר תורה, איך הדין עם המנוס, איך הדין עם הפשוס בדרישה וחקירה, שנאמר משפט אחד יהיה לכם, ומה אתם אמרו דין עם המנוס לא בין דרישה וחקירה, כדי שלא תינול דרס בפני לובים. יש תקנה מיוחדת בממנוס, אבל גט זה לא ממנוס, אז לכאורה גט צריך להיות על התקן של הדרייתא, שצריכים דרישה וחקירה. לכן צריך זמן. מה כאן רב יוחנן וריש לקיש מחפשים סיבות? ואיך ייתכן שרבי שמעון הוא מכשיר? יש הלכה שצריכים זמן כדי שיהיה אפשר לחקור ולדרוש את העדים, כדי שזה יהיה עדו שאתה יכול להזימה. השאלה הזאת הפריעה לראשונים ולאחרונים, ואנחנו מוצאים שתי גישות לגמרי שונות, וכאשר אנחנו מחפשים את התשובה. אני שלחתי אתכם לנימוקי יוסף Sanhedrin, Shasham Hanamuka Yosef, Hu Ma'ale Eta Bayahazot, Bedaf Yudam and Beis, Ba'alfus, Vuomer, Vachain Get, the Machshir and Afilu Ein Bozman, Echitachain, Sof Kosof, Ein Kan Bayash Rotin or Delos with Negovim, Azumamshir, Mehaita Kantahu, the Lobe in Andrisha Vachakira, Kavan the Shriche Tuva Kahodos Vahalvaos, Vyesh Koach, okay. בוא נפסיק בנקודה הזאת. כלומר, מה בעצם הר"ן אומר? למה גט לא צריך דרישה לחקירה? וכן בגט המכשירינן, אפילו אין בו זמן, מהי תקנתהו? מהי תקנתהו? כלומר, מידו רייסה גט צריך זמן. אלא כמו שמידו רייסה שטרי ממון צריכים זמן. ואנחנו מבטרים על הזמן בגלל לא תנודלס בפני לווים, הוא הדין בגט, אנחנו גם ויתרנו על הדרישה וחקירה. ויתרנו על הזמן. למה? כי זה כמו שטרי הודעס והלוואס. כיוון דשכיחי טובה כהודעס והלוואס. כאשר חזל עשו את התקנה שלהם, הם עשו את זה לא פרוק. כל דבר שזה שכיח, אנחנו נתקן שלא צריך דרישה וחקירה, אפילו שהסיבה זה רק שייך בממון, אבל תקנו את זה לא פרוק. אבל השאלה היא, איך זה פועל? איך אפשר להגיד, מדובר כאן על גט שבטל מדורייסה. אין בזה זמן, אין כאן דרישה חקירה, זה בטל מדורייסה. איך חזה יכולים להגיד שאם אדם יגרש אישה בגט שבטל מדורייסה, שאישה היא מגורשת? אז הרם ממשיך, ויש כוח ביד חכמים לעשות, משום דקול דמקדש עדייתו דרבונן כמקדש, ובהי גט, שזה בעצם גט בוטל, אפקינו רבונן לקדושי מיני. אז חזל השתמשו, כלומר, אפקינו, אנחנו מוצאים סך הכל איזה ארבע מקומות בכל השס, שבמקומות נחוצים, אז חזל השתמשו בכוח שלהם של אפקינו רבונן לקדושי מיני. פתאום הר"ן מכניס את זה לכל גט. כל גט שאין בו זמן, זה כושר בגלל אפקינו רבונן לקדושי מיני, what? Yeah. Nachon, and so of course if you can't have a get batel be mevatel an extant kedushin. So over here what we say is that it was a kol betoit yisoda. Be'etzem lo haya kedushin, ke kedushin rak haya al dat rabbanan, v'rabbanan nefki rabbanan kedushin minei. Nachon. V'chem lemekadesh b'shtar, lo be'inan sh'yeh zman kosa b'shtar mehaytayma v'chulei. Namely, anachno otchim, gitin v'kedushin, ואומרים ששניהם מדאורייסא צריכים זמן כמו כל עדות צריך זמן. כל עדות צריך זמן כדי שעדות יכול להזימה. אבל באו רבנן, וכמו שעשו תקנה בדיני ממונוס, עשו תקנה בכל שטר נפוץ. Anything which is שליחה טובה, be it a שטר קדושין, be it a גט, be it דיני ממונוס, it all comes under the same תקנה. ויש כאן את הכוח שאפקינו רבנן לקדושי מיני. Very, very, מחודש דקה, נמוקי יוסף. What alternative do we have to נמוקי יוסף? אז כאן, אני לא יודע איך עמדו עד שרב חיים כתב את החיבור שלו, אבל רב חיים בחיבור שלו, בהלכות עדות, בפרק ג' הלכה ד', כאן הוא מגלה את הסוד של שטרות שאנחנו לא מוצאים בראשונים. לא מוצאים את זה בפירוש בראשון, רב חיים אומר שזה הרמב״ם, אבל עד שרב חיים אמר את זה, אני לא יודע מי למד את הרמב״ם בצורה כזאת. מי שיכול לסכם לי את השנית, את המהלך של רב חיים? That's a result. In other words, you're correct. In other words, what Reb Chaim says, Asher Reb Chaim Amir says, Yesh shnei maslulim shel edut. Yesh edut shetzricha la'avor beizdin. Shetzarich kabalat edut bebeitin, tzarich hagadat edut bebeitin, ubiglal sheha'edut hazot tzaricha la'avor derech beizdin, yesh kol minei hagbalot. There are all sorts of limitations on this edut. L'dugma, ei efshar la'ed balayla. אי אפשר להעיד בלילה, כי בטן לא יושבים בלילה. ואי אפשר לתת עדות ולדרישה בחקירה, כי זה התפקיד של בייסדין, ודרשת וחקרת. כן? זה מוטל על בייסדין. Aval yesh maslul shelo tzarich lavor derech beis din. V'ze hadin shel Rish Lakish, edim hachasumim al hashtar nase kemi shenichgru edusim bebeis din. Kemi, zot omeret, sheyesh kan maslul makbil. Aval ze lo tzarich beis din, l'chein ha-mishna shelano kovat, sheim get nichtav balayla v'nechtam balayla, ze kosher. Ayech afshar sheze nechtam balayla kosher. Ein mekablum edus balayla, lo. Eidus Baal Peh chayav la'avor et derech bezdin. Bezdin lo yoshim balayla, az lo makablum eidus balayla. Aval shtar, nase kemishin echkar eidusim bezdin. Zem asrul nifrad, shelo tzirich bezdin. Kamoshe zelo tzirich bezdin vizze kosher balayla, kacha zelo tzirich bezdin vizze kosher b'li drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira zedin bekabolas eidus bezdin, v'shtar zem asrul nifrad. V'lachin, זה לא רק גט, אלא כל שטר. כל שטר לא צריך דרישה וחקירה. כן? ולכן, כאשר מחפשים סיבה לגט, כאשר מחפשים, סליחה, סיבה לזמן בשטר, זה צריך להיות שטר גוביינה. כן, יש כאן בעיה של שמיכף על בסחוסו, יש כאן בעיה של פירות, כל מיני סיבות צדדיות נכנסים לתמונה. כי מעיקר הדין, שטר לא צריך זמן. לא צריך דרישה וחקירה. רק עדות בעל פה, צריך דרישה וחקירה. הבעיה כאן זה שכל זה נאמר לפי רב חיים ברמב״ם, אבל הרמב״ם עצמו בהלכות מלווה ולווה לכאורה הוא קובע אחרת. שבהלכות מלווה ולווה בפרק י"ז הלכה טס הרמב״ם אומר, שהוא מדבר על שטר חוב, המוציא שטר חוב על חברו, אז הוא אומר, הוא הדין לשטר שאין בו זמן כלל, שהוא כושר, אף על פי שעדוס זו אי אתה יכול להזימה, אז הוא היה צריך להגיד, שעדים החסום על השטר, נעשה כמי שאנחנו עדוסם בבסטן. אבל לא אומר את זה. הוא אומר שאין מדקטיקים בדיני ממנוס בדרישה וחקירה כמו שיתבאר, כדי שרותין על דלס בפני לובים. זה לכאורה נגד רב חיים. רב חיים הוא טען שכל הדין הזה שדרישה וחקירה ורותין על דלס בפני לובים זה רק בעדוס בעל פה. בעדוס בעל פה, שמה יש דין שזה צריך לעבור דרך בזדין, דרך בזדין מדורייסה זה צריך דרישה חקירה, מדרבנן הורידו את זה שרותין על דרס בפני לובים. כאן כל הרמב״ם מדבר על שטר, המוציא שטר חוב על חברו, כן? והוא ממשיך, כלומר שהוא הדין לשטר שאין בו זמן. אז למה הוא צריך להגיע לרותין על דרס? זה, הדין זה ששטר לא צריך דרישה חקירה. נו, אז מה רב חיים עושה כאן? החילוק המפורסם? כלומר, כאשר רב חיים דיבר על הדין של שטר, ששטר זה מסלול נפרד, זה דין של שטר קניין. שטר קניין זה מסלול נפרד. שטר קניין זה מה שקובע מדאורייסה. מדאורייסה יש שטר מכר, יש שטר מתנה, יש שטר קדושין, יש גט, יש את כל המשא ומתן עם ירמיהו הנביא. מה שאין כן, שטר ראיה, זה הרמב״ם בהלכות. Eidus. That's where Chaim is starting off from. Haramba Milchos Eidus, Peregimel Chadala, Din Torah She'ein Mekabrim Eidus, Lo Bedin Emamonos, Velo Bedin Efashos, Ela Mipi Eidim, She'nemar Al Pishnayim Eidim, Mipiim Velo Mipi Tzavam, Midivrei Sofrim, She'chotzkim Din Emamonos, Beidus She'bishtar, Af Al Pishayin Eidim Kayomim, Kedei She'lotin Al Delas Bifnei Lovim, V'ein Donim Beidus She'bishtar Din Eknosos, V'chulei V'chulei. כל מה שרב חיים אמר שיש מסלול נפרד, זה שטר קניין. ולכן גט לא צריך זמן, מדאורייסה. אבל אם מדובר על שטר ראיה, וכל המושג של שטר ראיה זה מדרבנן, על איזה תקן תקנו שטר ראיה? So we have over here, sorry, לפי הרמב״ם, יש לנו בעדוס שתי מסלולים. יש מסלול של עדוס בעל פה, ויש מסלול של שטר. הנפקמינה בין שני המסלולים האלו, זה המסלול הזה צריך לעבור דרך בזדן. צריכים קבלה בבזדן, צריכים הגדה בבזדן, ולכן, לילה is out, כי בזדן לא יושב בלילה, and רישה וחקירה is in, כי זה תפקיד של בזדן לדרוש ולחקור העדים. מה שאין כן שטר, זה נעשה כמי שנחקרה עדוס המבזדן. כלומר, כאן זה מסלול נפרד, לא, זה לא עובר דרך בזדן. זה הגזרס הקוסלב של שטר. ולכן, לילה זה לא בעיה. מה שאין כן דרישה וחקירה, זה לא צריכים. התשובה. עכשיו, יש לנו בעיה, שיש לנו רמב״ם שאומר ששטר חוב, הפקן, נמשיך עוד שלב אחד, אף על פי שעדות בעל פה צריך דרישה וחקירה, אבל כאן, בדיני ממנוס, תקנו שלא צריכים דרישה וחקירה. זה תקנה בדיני ממנוס, כן, שלוטין עוד דלס לפני לופן. אלו הם שני המסלולים שלנו. זה הכל מדאורייתא. מדאורייתא, איזה מין שטר קיים? שטר קניין. רק יש שטר קניין מדאורייתא. באים רבנן ואומרים, קשה לשמור עדים בעל פה כראיה. אני קניתי שדה עם קניין סודר בפני שני אנשים בגיל 70, ואני רוצה בעוד 50 שנה למכור את השדה שלי, איך אני אוכל להכריח שזה שלי? שני העדים האלו, אפילו שחיו עד 120, אז כבר לא נמצאים 51 שנים אחר כך. אז חז"ל המציאו תקנה שנקראת שטר ראיה. They created a שטר ראיה. עכשיו השאלה היא, כאשר הם עשו שטר ראיה, שטר ראיה is a drabanan of which מסלול. יש לנו כאן שני מסלולים. When חז"ל were מתקנים שטר ראיה, where were they מתקנים שטר ראיה? Is שטר ראיה a שטר מדרבנן? Or is it a form of עדות בעל פה מדרבנן? מה הרמב״ם אומר לנו? למה בשטר ראיה לא צריך דרישה וחקירה?
כסף דיני ממנוס.
נאמרי, מה שקבעו זה החידוש כאן, שהשטר ראיה שקבעו is not a subcategory, זה לא תת שטר קניין. It's not a subcategory of שטר קניין. שטר ראיה is a subcategory of עדות שבעל פה. כמו שעדות בעל פה יכול לשמש כראיה, כך תקנו שטר ראיה. ולכן, אם מדובר על שטר ראיה, בעיקרון שטר ראיה צריך דרישה וחקירה. אלא ששטר ראיה, שזה דיני ממנות, שמה לא צריכים. וזה הרמב״ם בהלכות מלווה ולווה. ואז הכל בסדר. That's a chiddush. Because normally we would have assumed, if you're going to create a new concept of שטר, you would put it under the world of שטר. No. The world of שטר of נעשה כמי שאנחנו יודעים בבזדין is limited to שטר קניין. When חז"ל made a תקנה of שטר ראיה, they did it on the tekken of Eidut Ba'alpe. Okay? אז לכן, כעת הכל זה כפתר בפרח. בדיני ממנוס, מדאורייתא, שטר ראיה, צריך דרישה וחקירה, אלא שהורידו את זה בגלל התקנה של אותי נודלס לפני לבין. בגט, כאן מדובר על מסלול שניים, כאן לא צריך זמן מדאורייתא. כאן אין צורך בדרישה של חקירה. אז למה כן צריכים זמן? או האם בכלל צריכים זמן? זה סוגייתנו. Okay, this is very, very different than the Mukhe Yosef. According to Mukhe Yosef, really get requires zman midoraisa. There are no two masluim. There's only one maslul midoraisa. Only one maslul midoraisa. And in get, we have to say, we have a takana shalotin odelas vifnei lovim, which is a very difficult to say. Aval lafi, Reb Chaim, hakol ze kafta v'ferach. Okay?
But can you sign shtari raya at night?
Can you sign Shtari Raya at night? It's a very good question. L'chora, I mean, according, if we follow through with Reb Chaim's logic, then it should be no. But we don't find that anywhere. So it's a good question. I don't have an answer. It doesn't relate to it.
Is it possible that Reb Chaim would say, let's say in the Rambam that Shtar Kinyan are patterned after Shtar, at Shtar Raya are patterned after Shtar Kinyan,
but
they just didn't excuse them from the requirement of Drisha of Hakira until the Takana Shlo Kinyan was invoked.
You know, it's somewhat in between, but then you have to come on to, but then you have, you know, it's, but why, what does it mean that they're patterned on a Shtar Kinyan if they need Drisha of Hakira?
They're creating a new set of Shtaras, they're going to call them Shtaras, they're going to make them a Shtaras, just that because they're new, so they should need the regular agents.
Okay,
so
fine.
Then they back off.
Okay, I'm a Kabo. Okay, what's being suggested here is that perhaps I'm being too boxy, saying that everything has to fit into one or two, that when Rabbanan do things, even though we generate a principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'im Doraisa Tikkun, over here, it's not always that way. It's not always that way. And therefore, over here, Yitachain, that we have a third category, we'll call it three, which is on the border, which has certain aspects of Shtar Kinyan, namely can write it at night, and has certain aspects of Yidus Baal Peh that it requires Grisha V'Chakira, that it's a new category which straddles the border. Nah, it's not Dafka over here. Makabo. Okay. Probably you're correct. Just to give an example from Inyana Diyoma, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was very insistent that there's no such thing as a minhag which doesn't fit into a very, very strict halachic framework. And therefore, when he wanted to understand what are the halachos of Sfira Sa'omer, which is an Aveilus Mitzad Minhag, it had to fit into a category of Sfira. We have a category of Sfira. It has to fit into a category of Aveilus. We have a category of Aveilus called Aninus. We have a category of Aveilus called Shiva, Shloshim, Yud Beis Kodesh. It has to fit into one of these categories. So where do we find the two things that are mentioned in the Mechaber that one shouldn't do, one shouldn't take a haircut, and one shouldn't get married? Where do we find these standing on their own? That's only by Yud Beis Chodesh. By Shiva there are many more Isurim, by Shloshim there are many more Isurim, by Yud Beis Chodesh over Ava'im, there you're not going to take a haircut until Yigar Bo Chavero, and clearly for the period of 33 days there's not going to be a Yigar Bo Chavero, and you're not allowed to get married when you're in Yud Beis Chodesh on Ava'im. But then, you know, what comes out according to the Rav is that, that's all the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh, and one of the dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh is Simchas Mereus, and that's, you know, the Rav's famous shita, that you can't have a Simchas Mereus, leaving aside Yom HaTzvut, you can't have a barbecue, right? A communal barbecue, even if it's nothing to do with Shira, Zimra, it's not Simchas Mereus. Simchas Mereus is Osir. No other posek says Simchas Mereus is Osir during Sfira. Why not? I mean, because they said that sphere has nothing to do with a category of Avelus. It falls, it straddles. It has a bit of this and a bit of this. It doesn't have to necessarily fit into a straight up category. So over here also, even though we have generally a principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan and Kein Doraisa Tikkun, here they're attacking like two different Doraisas, not necessarily under one of them. Yes?
And just to give support to that, really what they're being misakin is something that has aspects of both sides. It has the form of a shtar, but what it's being made on, what's magid, is something that Yidus Baal Peh would be magid on. So when you're talking about halachos, that has to do with the form of the object, such as signing it at night, so that'll have the aspects of a shtar. When you're talking about what has to do with the actual haggadah, such as like the drisha of chakira, so then that they'll be misaking like the Yidus Baal Peh.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The problem is that signing at night is not a question of the form of the shtar. The form of the shtar would be the content. To a certain degree, that would be the form. The not writing at night, that's a question of Kabbalah's edus, in other words. And Kabbalah's, in other words, night is only relevant.
Is that with the creation of the star?
Of creation, okay. Okay, fine. Maybe just let's take this one step further. Yesh lanu kan b'gemara, sha'af al pi, sheget, ze shtar kinyan. V'shtarkinyan lo tzarich zman mi doraita ki lo tzarich drisha v'chakira, aval ze tzarich mi drabanan zman. Lefi Tanakama, lefi Rav Yochanan, lefi Rish Lakish, for whatever reason. Okay. What happened over here, makara kasher rabanan tiknu zman beget? Afshar l'chor alot kam chakira. האם הם תיקנו זמן כגט באיזשהו תקנה עצמאי? צריכים זמן, כי יש כאן בעיה של רמאות, כדי לפתור את הבעיה של רמאות צריכים זמן. או האם תיקנו שזה בעצם כמו המסלול הראשון? או כמו, אם אתם רוצים, כמו שטרי ראיה. האם הם תיקנו שזה בעצם ששמיד רבונן, שטר קניין, זה כמו שטר ראיה. כמו ששטר ראיה צריך זמן, because שטר ראיה is over here, right? This is the corner. האם תקנו ששניים זה שלוש? Now, did they simply impose a takana of zman on shtayim? Or did they say, no, we already have three categories. We have category one, category two, category three. And if we're going to make a drabanan, we're going to say that category two has to either be similar to one or two, we'll make it similar to two. It's a shtar, but it's like a shtar raya. Now, it's mi drabanan, it requires zman like a shtar raya. My nafkamina. What difference does it make if I say that the takana of zman is some independent takana? It's like a Microsoft patch. It's a patch that's put on this to prevent ramahut, to prevent hacking. We don't want people to use the get for hacking, and so we're going to put a patch of zman on the get that'll prevent the problem of peiros, prevent the problem of shem yechapa basachoso. Or we say, no, we don't put patches on things. We have categories. We have category edu shabal peh. We have category shtar kinyan. We have a category, shtar raya, that Rabbanan introduced. Now, mid Rabbanan, I'm not going to create a fourth category. We're going to put two into three. And say that even though mid oraisa doesn't require zman, but mid Rabbanan will require zman, like a shtar raya. My nafkamina. What about makom? Does get require makom? If we have over here a patch of zman, a patch of zman is a patch of zman. Nothing to do with makom. Masha Einkein, if we're dealing over here with saying that number two is number three, namely that we need drisha v'chakira midrabanan, so drisha v'chakira has two factors, it's zman and makom. No? How does Rambam paskin? Open up the Rambam to Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Dalid, Kafhei, Vacha Kaf Dalid, Vachain Hiskinu Chachamim, Shiyachtov Zman Beget Umakom Ksivasa. Boom. The Rambam says you need Makom. And then he continues with two more words which would seem to cement this. He says, Kishar Hashtaras. Again, Vachain Hiskinu Chachamim, Shiyachtov Zman Beget Umakom Ksivasa. Kishar Hashtaros. What's this Kishar Hashtaros? L'chora, this over here is number three. This is Eidu Shebal Peh. This is Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Kinyan doesn't require Zman, doesn't require Makom. Nasa Kemishnech Ruah Yusuf Bezdin. If the Rambam is telling us that you require Kishar Hashtaros, L'chora is telling us that we have over here a requirement, Midrabanan, of Drisha V'Chakira. Midrabanan, you have a din of Zman because of Drisha V'Chakira. Namely, it's not because of Drisha V'Chakira. But it's parallel to Drisha V'Chakira. In other words, because we had the problem of Ramos, we introduced the world of Drisha V'Chakira. Once we used the world of Drisha V'Chakira, it's not only a question of Zman, it's also a question of Mamon, of Makom. Does anyone say this black on white? In other words, what we're doing over here is being Medayik in a Rambam. The Rambam uses the phrase Kishar Shtaros. This is the Tosus read, right? Let's read it inside, just so that everyone will see it together. If we would have learned the Tosfos Reed without having the introduction that we had today, we wouldn't understand what he's talking about. But after what we spoke today, I think it can be understood. The Tosfos Reed, in my edition, it's where the lines widen. He points out, V'lama kosvin hamakom begitin obishtaros kedei sheteira'e edus shata yachol lahazima shahazama hu titluya bizman uvamakom kedinam besanhedrin beize yom, beize shah, beize makom v'im yavo lahazima an yomru lahem halo biyom ploni imano hayisim makom ploni b'makom ploni nimtza sheikar hahazama hitluya b'makom ubizman hilkach im shinu hamakom pasulhu. The Havile Edus Shi'ia Tayachol Lahazima. V'chol Edus Shi'ia Tayachol Lahazima, Kaimalon, Deroshma Edus. But that's an Edus Ba'al Peh. What does it have to do with the get? But once we say that we have a takana of zman in the get, it wasn't they were metaking zman as a patch. They were metaking zman that we have to have over here a parallelism. We have to have a unity of all shtaros, kishar shtaros. So just as in shar shtaros we have a din mi'ikaron, again, midrabanan, of drishul hakira, so also over here we have this din of drishul hakira midrabanan. That requirement was removed in shtare mamon because of lotin odelos lifnei lavim. The requirement remains in get because of the din of shemiyachat al basachoso and mishum peros. Okay? So we have over here, then the mido raisa, we have two categories. So mido raisa, we have two categories. Eibus Baal Peh and Shtari Kinya. And Midrabanan, it all merges. We have a third category called Shar Shtaros. And Midrabanan, Shtari Kinya is like Shar Shtaros. Maybe now that all Shtaros, all Eiduyot basically require Mokom and Zman. Midrabanan, all Eiduyot require a framework of Atayachol Hazima. And that was removed in Dine Mamonos because of Otino Delos Lifnei Lavin, but remained in the world of Get. The reason is because of Shemi Echapal Basachoso. The reason is because of Peros. But what were Chazal Metaken? They were Metaken fitting two into three, fitting the Doraisa of Shtar Kinyan into the Drabana of Shar Shtaros. Okay. That's what we have over here in terms of a Hakadama. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Said there? So far, so good? Okay. Ketuv b'mishnah sheshtar mukdam pasul. Nichtav b'yom v'nechtam b'layla pasul. Ze lofi ha-tanakam. Ma perush habitui pasul? Kama dayot ra'itim b'rishonim lahasber adin shal nichtav b'yom v'nechtam b'layla sheget mukdam pasul. I saw three. Okay, what are your two?
Rambam says pasul chatzila.
And
Rashi says pasul
yed. And there's one in between. Okay, so let's take them one by one. Harambam kotev shize pasul. The Harambam magdir the emsa hilchos gerushin. The perek yud ma perush habitui pasul. Kol makom she'amarnu b'chibur zesh I get pasul. Hareze pasul midivrei sofrim bilvad. And what does that mean? On one hand, nifsalo bo min hakuhuna, I'm sorry, hareze pasul midivrei sofrim bilvad, lo tinase l'chatchila, v'yem nises lo teitse v'havrad kosher, v'kosfin lo geracher kosher, v'nosnim lo v'chulei v'chulei. Komar ma she'anachnu motzim achar kach, b'perek ha'acharon, b'mishnah, v'daf peivav, Gimel gitim psulim v'nisei savrad kosher. Ze lo rak din shel shlosha gitim psulim. Ela kol get shepasul. Kol get shepasul midrabanan az yesh bedin hazeh. Kevan shekol atzorach bizman ze midrabanan. Az im hu ta'a bazman, kein hikdim, az yesh kam psul drabanan ze psul lechatchila. Lufnei shenagi al arosh, bo nireh et haranshan bedaf al agmara bedaf peivav ametez. Az haranshan ze bedaf Mem. Chet. Mem. Dafman Vavam Adays Badapim Shel Ha'alfus, as Haran Sham Omer Kacha. Veget Mukdom, the Kaimel on the Apostle, Ika Mando Amar, the Imnisa is Lotetse, Keget Shein Bozman, Mishum the Chomai, the Ika Lamechash, Veget Mukdom, Mishum Basacho, so Ika Lamechash Name, Veget Shein Bozman. I feel Hachi Amrinam, the Imnisa is Lotetse. Okay? Ubiget muktam nami de kavase. Gomer quotes the Rambam. Zeh Rambam. Shein nafkamina beget shein bozman leget muktam. Vasu atzmo masbir acheret. Hu omer shiyesh lahachmir. Velomar the cave on the mukdam bishar shtaros pasul. And pasul in shar shtaros means what? That we toss it out of court. If we have a shtar mukdam in dine mamanos, it's pasul. Beget name pasul. Vafilu nises teitze kol she'en lo banim. Kamar she'anachnu omrim she'haget hazeh is a pasul v'di'evet. Afilu nises teitze. Afilu nises teitze. Kamar afal pi, kamar yesh lenu kan lefi harambam eizeshihi hashva'a. She'get mukdam, get she'en bozman. Shneihem psulim d'rabanan. Berega she'hem psulim d'rabanan. As a tomeret shehem nichnasim tachat ha-kategoria shel ha-mishnah bedaf pevav v'zehu aval haran hu mechalek hu omer shekevan shebemukdam anachnu motzim shebishar shtaros pasul legamrei bedine mamanos pasul legamrei hu adin beget ze pasul legamrei. Okay, so it's drabonon, that's pasul legamrei. Ba binyamin v'omer sheyesh kan shita shlishit shel harosh ma kan toein harosh. No, Mao Mao Omer.
Came
to get looked at by a puzzle, came to puzzle, no tassi, can you shake? It's a long time. Comar Mahadin Shari Shah Hazot, Shagir
Shua Tabaget Mukdam, Get Mukdam.
Totally married. Comar Shah, low puzzle, Elamash, the Mashak Ramam Kore, Botel. Okay? Rama Mer Koma Kam Bechibur Zesha Haget Botel, or Eno Get, or Eno Mugureshe, Tareza Get Botel Min HaTorah, Adayin Hi Eshes Ish Gemura. That's what we're saying over here according to the Rush. This Rush is quoted, I'm not an expert in Shelos HaTshuvas HaRush, Aval Kesef Mishnah says the Rush. Kesef Mishnah Sham, the Hilchos Geirishim, the Perek Aleph, Halacha Kaf Hey. Who Omer Mashe Kosav Oshe Yamukdam Das Rabenu Ken Harambam Shemiachar Shiksivas Zman Beget Eino Ela Mitekanas Chachamim As Eino Ela Pasul Udeloka Harosh Shekosav Shehu Batel. This is the Rush that's quoted by Kesef Mishnah. Loka Harosh Sheamar Shehu Batel. Why should a get now, which doesn't have a zman, be Pasul Drabanan? That's a Mishnah about Peivav. And a get which has a zman mukdam be batal midaraisa. There's no din midaraisa of zman in a get. To say like the Ran that it's pasul b'di'eved, not pasul chatchila. So you could say just like shar shtaros or pasul, this is also pasul. But you know, by shar shtaros the problem is shemi yigva milkuchal shelo kedin kan shemi yachapa basachoso yigva peros. So you could say it's like over here it's pasul even b'di'eved, here it's pasul even b'di'eved. But pasul b'di'eved means the woman's migureshet midaraisa. She says not, she's not migureshet midrabanan. She needs another get. But according to the Rush, she's not migureshet midaraisa. She's an eshes ish. She's an eshes ish. She returns to her first husband. It's all a mistake. There's nothing there. Why should a get mukdam be batal midaraisa if the whole requirement of zman is midrabanan? As kan zemash muva, where did you see the svara? I didn't see Tosas Rid, but I saw it in the Rambam. In the Rambam Perisha Mishnayas. Somewhere in the back of the Gemara over here, there's a Perisha Mishnayas of the Rambam. The Perisha Mishnah, right? Okay, I have it over here in this. Used to be normal Gemaras. Okay. The Rambam says in the Perish HaMishnayis, Nichtav bayom v'nechtam bayom v'rayra nechtam v'rayra yadua shehayom horech akar halayra. Lafikach nichtav bayom v'heyid bo balayra yiye edus sheker lafi shehu mishane zmano. Rabbi Shimon machshi lafi she'en bezman etzreinu beget isha toeles meruba ikar etzreinu tikun zman begitin. Avo amnam mishum habas achoso shematizne tachtov yiye shesish shemayichtov get shelo bezman kavu avitim levetomer reidim she'idu ha'asnut. But the problem over here is one of Eidus Sheker. Okay? Hein chotmu b'layla ki'ilu zenichtav b'layla be'etzem zenichtav b'yom az yesh kan Eidus Sheker yesh kan Eidus Sheker az Eidim hein sulim. So how can anyone disagree with the Rosh? How can anyone disagree with the Rosh? The Rosh says we have over here. I mean, you know, it's the Rambam Perush HaMishnayis. So how could the Rambam be choik on himself? The Rambam Perush HaMishnayis says we have a problem over here of Eidus Sheker. The problem of Eidus Sheker. So the get is batel. Why is it only possible? And according to Rambam, it's only possible chatzila. Who ever heard of something being signed by Eidus Sheker, which is only possible chatzila? Eidus Sheker, apostle. But even if there's a requirement, if a lie is a lie, irrelevant whether I'm lying about basar of b'chalav or I'm lying about basar behema b'chalav, the lie is the lie, irrelevant as to whether the iser is daraisa or the iser is drabana. So if I lie, I lied. In other words, if I said a get was written on day X when it was really written on day Y, that's a lie. And if something is signed by a liar, then it's batel. However, that's the svara of the Rosh. It's a very powerful svara. He didn't even bother to tell us as far as to write it in cycles. It's so obvious to him. So how can anyone disagree? Or we shouldn't disagree with the Rosh. It's a das yachid. Chora, the answer is that not every liar is pasul li'edus. What am I referring to? Gemara and Sanhed, right? There's a Rosh of the Chamas and Rosh of the Teyavim. We paskin even a Rosh of the Teyavim is pasul li'edus. However, the Rambam has a category in Hilchos Edus which goes beyond that which Tzvi is quoting. The Rambam mentions that there are 10 psulim le'edus. One of those is a rasha. The rasha is someone who is over an averish yesh b'malkos, or someone who's a rasha the chamas, who lies in the area of dine mamanos. L'chora over here, and meid edus sheker is would come under that category. But then the Rambam writes as follows. Kol hanifsal ba'avera. Im he'idu bo shnei edim sho'asa avera plonis, afal pishalo hisru bo, harieno loke, harez apostol yedus. Be'medram amurim, kisho'avar al devarim she'pashat bi'Yisrael shem avera. Kagon, nishba la'sheker, o la'shav, gozal, gonav, o chal nevela v'chulei. Aval, im ra'ahu edim. Over al davar shekarov haose lios shogeg asrichim lahaziro v'rakachar kach yipasel. Namely, that an aid is only going to be possible if he was meshakir b'mezid. What are we talking about over here? A get was written in the day and signed at night. So in achinami, technically, we have over here a psul because the day changed. But we're going to say that this aid was made edus sheker b'kavana. It's nearer l'chora that he did this b'shogeg. So had he been told, how can you write this day, it's the next day, and b'chol went ahead and wrote it, elchinami. Then, even the Rambam l'chora and the Ran would agree that that's batel. But over here, l'chora, this is the case of karov hadavar she'osa li'oshogeg. And then, the individual is not pasul le'edus. Kol ha'shel davar, kol ha'over avera she'dvarim marim le'edim she'ze yoda, who rush avara b'zadon, that's possibly edus v'eno loke. But if it's something shirova aminem yodim dvarim elu, and the Rambam gives examples, ra'o semalacha b'shabbos, he wasn't aware with Shabbos, mesachik b'kuvia, the gabbai, the moches, tzrichim edim lahudio, they have to tell them that you're not allowed to cheat on your income tax, you're not allowed to lie to the customs people. In other words, you're not allowed to speak lashon hara. But without that, then we assume that the individual is still going to be kasher le'edus. L'chora, this is learned out from the world of kofar b'halva. Kofir b'halva is kasher li'edus. Kofir b'pikadon is pasul edus. Kofir b'halva is kasher. Why? He said they didn't borrow the money, and he really did borrow the money. How do you have a bigger lie than that? Ishtamute kam ishtamed. Since when are you allowed to lie? Because that's what we call a white lie. And the person thought that's not really a lie. I just meant it temporarily. V'chule v'chule. So then, if that's kasher li'edus, l'chorer kal v'chomer nichtav v'yom v'nechtam b'layla. But what? It's a get muktam. A get muktam is pasul, right? Pasul dorais, pasul lechatchila, pasul b'dieved. But to say that it's batel, I think that's going a little too far. There's a famous tshuva of the Achiezer in Eben Ha'ezer. The Achiezer of Chaim Oizer lived just before the Holocaust in Vilna. He was the dayan of Vilna, and there were many Jews from Lita who had fled even before World War II to South Africa. And we're living in South Africa. And the situation where a woman's husband went to South Africa and left her in Vilna as an aguna, and the Reb Chaim Oizer managed to get individuals in South Africa to convince this individual to send a get to his wife, and the get finally came via shliach, and it turned out that the two Edim who were signed on the get both had stores that were open on Shabbos. And it was before the war, it was impossible to send again to South Africa, have another get written, signed by Edim, who don't have stores open on Shabbos. And so, in other words, this woman would never have gotten out of her state of Egun. Reb Chaim Ozer was machshir the get, based on this Rambam, that in South Africa, in the 1930s, for a Jew to keep his store open on Shabbos was not viewed as chilul Shabbos. Didn't view it as chilul Shabbos. When I grew up in the Bronx, which was not the 1930s, in the 1950s, so in my shul, we had a Hashkama Minyan. Who davened in the Hashkama Minyan? People went to work. They all davened. They knew how to daven, maftir, etc. Then they go to the subway and go down to work. That was Hashkama Minyan. But it was this, if you would tell them, they didn't view this as being Mechal Shabbos. It's very interesting. They didn't view this as all being Mechal Shabbos. They would be very upset if someone would call them Mechal Shabbos. Yes?
So if you would have a get muktam, which is more than just 12 hours early, so then it would be about time.
If it would be, in other words, again, if it would be nira hadavar, that this person is obviously signing a sheker, right, then, in other words, it would be batel. And achanami, dafka, the nichta bayom, and nechtam b'rayla, according to this line of reasoning, would be kosher. Okay, that's what we have over here in the Mishnah. Okay, one thing isn't mentioned in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, and that is, what about a get ma'uchar? What if we have a get ma'uchar? What if we have a get that was written in Sivan, and the time in the get is Tammuz, is Av, is Adar, in other words, the following year. What's the status of a get ma'uchar? What's the din b'chol ha'Torah kula of a shtar ma'uchar? It's kosher. The whole problem of shtar govayna shem yigva milukukol shelo kedin. Over here, lehefech, the malver, the mocher, is hurting himself. Even though he could theoretically be gover from the time the shtar was written, but he can only be gover now from the time it's in the zman of the shtar. Namely, he's hurting himself. He's not hurting anyone else. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shvius that shtarim ha-meucharim are kosher. Shtar meuchar is kosher. Shtar rechov ha-meucharim is kosher. What about a get ma'uchar? Now, what did you see over here? Machokas Rishon. Okay, that's the easiest. Multiple choice. We have Machokas Rishon. Let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gerish and Alocha Kafhei, Get Sheeshalav Eidim Ve'im Bozman, that's the Mishan Daf Pevav. O Shehaya Muktam, that's our Mishnah. O Me'uchar, that's the Rambam's creation. O Shenichtav Bayom V'nechtam B'layla Shalacharav. O Shekosav Gep Yerushalayim V'ta'a V'kosav Lud. Kol Eilu Psulim Ad Sheyachtemu Bo Bizman K'sivaso U'B'makom K'sivaso. Okay, if you're Meshana, the date, or you're Meshana, the Makom, that's Pasul. What over here would be the svara of the Rambam? if in the world of Govina it's kosher, why should a get be worse? We have a Mishnah, Kol Shtar Yechov HaMeucharim Kshayrim. Why should a get be worse than a Shtar Govina? So the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, Alatar, very, very Pashut, that the two Kshashos that we have in the Gemara both apply to a get Meuchar, just as they apply to a get Muktam. Namely, if a woman comes with a get, and it's obvious the get is Meuchar, then we have no idea when she was really divorced. We have no idea when she received it. And the moment we have no idea when she received it, she could claim that she was Mizana after she received it. All right, let's say a woman was Mizana, or was claimed that she was Mizana in Adar, and she comes with a get, where the date of the get is the following Tammuz. So it's clear that, you know, it's that date is meaningless because she's coming with a get in Nisa, with a get that's dated, post-dated to Tammuz. It's a meaningless time. So once it's a meaningless time, she could say, I received this get the previous Shvat. I received this get in Teves. Namely, the moment that you're fiddling around with the Zman, whether you're fiddling around to make it Mukdam or you're fiddling around to make it Meuchar, what it means is that we can't be Somech on this get in terms of saying that Dafka, she was an Eishes Ish. And if we're dealing with Peros, so someone's going to lose. If it's Mukdam, who's going to lose?
The Baal.
What? Then the Baal would be
no,
losing.
Mukdam, the woman.
If it's Mukdam, then if the Zman in the get is Mukdam.
Mishum Peros. Baal sells something.
Oh, it's not, no, then the, in other words, if it's Mukdam, then the Lekuchos, who purchased the Peiros from this Baal, are going to lose. Right? That the Baal will sold Peiros, they're going to lose. And if it's Meuchar, the Baal is going, if it's Meuchar, the Ish is going to lose. She won't be able to be Gova Peiros until the time of the get, when really she should be Gova Peiros from the time that she got divorced. So someone's going to lose. So there's room for a Takana. So the Rambam to say, get, in other words, again, this is not a Mishnah, it's not a Gemara. Rambam simply says, but the Gemara has reasons why a get mukdam is possible. It has reasons why Chazal are matakein zman and a get. And those reasons apply to a get without a time, they apply to a get mukdam, they apply to a get meuchar. So therefore, the get is possible. Comes along the Ravid and says, nothing doing. The get is kosher. Not only the Ravid says the get is kosher, but other Rishonim also, we'll see in a little while, say the get is kosher, but everyone, the chorer for his own reason. Let's open the Ravid. The Ravid says, Alatar, Amar HaRavid, Ta'a b'me'uchar, de kosher lehi nasebo. And he explains why. Va'omer ani, she'ochel esperoseha ad osa zman, ve'ena govek suvasa ad osa zman, she'lekach icharo, Ukamisha hisna imo hu. Vekora posel gen meuchar, mafriz, umafsid, vetoe, dihaya posel, that's a tam, and he brings a raya from Gemara in Babasra vachula. Okay, leaving aside the rayas from the Gemara, which Tosus also brings in terms of get mekushar, what's the svara of the raivid? Let's give a case. We have a woman who received a get in Ador, but the date in the get was Sivan. When is she Megureshet? According to the Ravid. No, according to the Ravid. When is she Megureshet? Right away. When she receives the get, she's Megureshet. She receives the get, she's Megureshet. But when can she get the Peros? Only in Sivan. That's only in Sivan. And so no one lost anything. She didn't lose the Peros between Ador and Sivan. They're not coming to her until Sivan. Why? Because ki'ilu hisna imo. In other words, that the Baal on purpose put a later date in the get in order to be able to eat peros until that later date. Not shelo kedin, but kedin. Ki'ilu hisna imo. What does that mean, ki'ilu hisna imo? So here the Rush and the... Here the Rush explains... Here the Rush explains the Ravid. Let's open to the Rush and see how he explains the Ravid. The Rush is Alatar Siman Perek Beis Siman Hey. First he brings his own shita that we'll see a little later. And at the end of Sif Hey, Siman Hey, there he brings the Raiva. He says as follows. V'haraivitzal, v'hasagos perak alof tegerushin, kosev demuchar kosha legarish boga alter. Ela sheyesh laperos, labal peros, ad osos banakosov beget. Udvarav ena muvuarim. It's very unclear what's going on over here. Tekevan shahabal mitzav lichtoves a getu megarish haisha al korcha, lama tafsid haisha perosehu, mabal tziva laacher hazman. Well, I mean, the Baal over here is playing games. He's megarish her and adar, and he says, but I'm going to keep the peros until Sivan? I mean, how can he do that? How can he do that? What?
Why can't he do that?
Because automatically, the moment she's Megureshes, he doesn't have rights to the Peros any longer. But how can he make it Tanai without her permission? But over here, the Get Al Tanai means I want the Get only to be Chal 2 months later. But here the Get is Chal immediately. How can he make it Tanai on the Mamon and leave the get being chal immediately? So the Rush says, to explain the Ravid, Elakach yesh li yashiv devarav, lahachshir haget, v'im nichtav hazman meuchar midas ha'isha, az machlo ha'isha peroseha labal, ad hazman ha'kosuv beget, v'haget kosher, kedin shtar meuchar de kosher. Namely, that we have to set this up as an ukimta. We're dealing with an ukimta where the woman, you can very well picture this going on in a bezdin, you know, there's a whole fight between the two of them over mamonos, and the husband says, okay, I'll divorce you right now, but I still want the peros the next 2 months because there's going to be a harvest and I want those peros, that's that, done. And otherwise I'm not going to give you the get. And the bezdin says to the woman and says, look, you know, we can't force him to give the get. Do you agree with this tonight? And she says, I agree. If she agrees, then we have over here mechila. She's mochel. In Achinami, it's her peros. But she's mochel. The same way sometimes she'll give him half the house, she'll give him the car, she'll give him visitation rights. Namely, that this is the masu matam between the two sides. If she agrees, then that's the situation of the Rambam, of the Ravid. However, in Achinami, im nichtav shalomida asa isha, she doesn't agree, then tareo ha'isha gita bebezin, v'yichtav ala bezdin shahayom nizgarsha, v'zachso, yisav peroseo, tshiyevo ha'ba'al raya, shemidayit nichtav hazman. In other words, the Baal can't do this against her will. The Baal can't divorce her on day X and keep the peros until 2 months later. But with her agreement, he can. So if she claims she never agreed, then the Baal has to prove she agreed. And otherwise, Bezdin will say the peros belongs to her. Namely, when the Ravid says the words that ukamisha hisna imahi, over here it's not kamisha hisna imahi according to the Rush, it's hisna imahi. Namely, it has to be with her permission. Okay, we have over here a get, which is chal b'sh'as ha-ksiva, and the peros is a separate tenai. It's a din in mamonos, mechila, she's mochelet, she's masna, v'kule. Otherwise, we find it difficult to understand the Rush, and then there's no reason why the get shouldn't be kosher, because we're dealing over here with a get which is really chal b'zman, and in terms of the peros, no one is being hurt. She agreed. She agreed that it should go. However, this is not the mainstream shita. This is the Ravid, but this is not Tosfos. This is not the Rush. Let's look in Tosfos. Tosfos was bothered also what's going on over here with the get meuchar. Rish Lakish amar mishum peros, kedei shetei do haisha masai nichtav, nechtav velo tafsid peros ad shas nisina. Yim tomar, get meuchar yipasal mehai taima. This is the Rambam. If we're worried about someone being hurt, the woman can get hurt if we have a get meuchar. She's not going to get the peros until the date in the get. She's going to get hurt. And shelo kedin. So the get meuchar should be pasul mihai taima. Oh, perak get pasul above bastard appears the get meuchar is kasher. Va'omer ri, so the Tosus says, the be meuchar ein haba'al mafsid peros mish'as kasima, ela mish'as hazman, the ein roi legarish bo, afilu nosno goga altar, ve'ein hagerushin cholin ad hazman. So Tosfos says over here something which is tremendous chiddush, that in a get meuchar, the get is only chal and the time written in the get, not when it's written, not when it's handed over, but only the time it's written in the get. Where did Tosfos pull this out from? We're dealing over here, we have dinim of get, eid of bachsumim zachin lo, and eid of, eid of chasima karate, eid of mesira karate. What creates the gerushin? The ksiva, the chasima. What does the time in the get have to do anything with when we have a gerushin? If you want to say like the Ravid that we have a separate din in terms of peros, neila. But what does this have to do with the world of gerushin? So here, bemet, we have a machlokes rishonim. The Ran, Alatar, learns like Pinchas. What do I mean the Ran learns like Pinchas? That what is the time in the get? A tanai. It's a get al tanai. The time in the get is a tanai. And you can write a get al tanai. He never said it black and white. Ani rotsa sheyachul ad zman ploni. That simply happened to be the time which is written in the get. But that's already enough. If you look in the Ran, on the Chesamad Aleph, in the pages of the Rif, the Ran over here says that the get the tirei tzri the get meuchar eina miskareshes ela mizmano shall get ve'elech the have ki ilu hisna ima shall tizgaresh ad yom ploni. That's all. So there's no problem. She's megureshet in a get al tanai. The moment she's megureshet, she gets her peros. She doesn't get peros before because she was never megureshet before. Anyway, the Ravid was the one who had the problem. He said the gerushin is right away and the peros are later. How can you have that? That's a separate tanai according to the Ravid on the peros. According to the Ran, what Tosis is saying over here is that we have a tanai not only on the peros, the whole get is one big tanai that's only going to be chal at the time of the ksiva. But the Ran says that in Tosfos, but Lechora, if you want to know what Tosfos says, you look in Tosfos or in the Rush himself. And the Rush doesn't say that. The Rush uses a different language. The Rush over here in Perek Beis Sifhei is a carbon copy of Tosfos, and he explains differently than the Ran. Perek Beis Sifhei, he says, V'yesh lomar, d'b'me'uchar ein ha-ba'al mafsid peiros mish'as chasima, ela mizman, mish'as hazman ha-kosuv bo. Why? She'eno ro'ui l'garesh bo achshav, de'ein ze krisus, v'afilu noson lo la'alter, ein ha-gerish in cholin ad zman, ad sh'as hazman. It says, the reason it gives over here, she'ein ze kritut. Those are the three words he says. That the get that has a zman me'uchar is not chal at the time of the writing. It's not chal at the time of the signing. The ein ze kritut. So even if it was given to her, it's not chal until the time that's written in the get. Ein ze kritut. It doesn't say anything about a tanai. Hu hadin, the Ramban. The Ramban, when he quotes this deya of Tosfos, quotes the deya in full, not just putting in his own words, but quotes the deya in full, and he says as follows: V'yesh omrim, quoting Tosfos, the get meuchar kosher. Why? Mishum batachoso leka, mishum peros leka shehi mocheles. Da da da. V'kach nireli. She'i efshar lehatira ela mizman haget, delo krut gita ela min hazman ve'elech. Lo krut gita, ein bo kritut. We don't have over here, we learned this gemara in the first parak, that if you want to be meshachar in eved, and you want to keep certain residual rights, that's not kritut, ein ze kritut. Delo krut gita ela min hazman ve'elech. What is this concept over here? How do you understand the Rush and the Ramban's understanding of the Ri? Yeah, we have the Rambam says that again, Meuchar is puzzle. We have a problem that the Baal will be eating Peiros Shelo Kedin. The Ravid says no. The woman is really Megureshet when the time of the get is written, but she only has the Baal continues to have right to the Peiros until the time and the get, because that's the tnai between the two of them. The woman agreed, she's mochelet, etc. That's the raya. Come along, Tosos and the Rosh, say, no, the woman's only megureshet from the time that's written in the get. The Ran explains, tnai. However, the Rosh himself and the Ramban say, no, this is a problem of kritzut. You have a get, which is written on day X, but the time in the get is a month later, 2 months later. She's not megureshet until the time in the get, because ein ze kritzut until that time. The lo krit gita.
It has to do with the fact that it's similar to get mutam with eid sheker.
If it'd be eid sheker, it would be batel. If the other
right.
one say it's kosher.
Right, but meaning as opposed to get mutam where can't become
retroactive. Okay, so what are you assuming over here? Even though a get doesn't require a time, midoraisa, it only requires a time, midrabanan, if you have a time, and the time yet hasn't come, it's no good, why? What does the Torah say? V'nasan la, v'kasav la, I'm sorry, sefer krisus, v'nasan biyada. V'kasav la, sefer kritut, v'nasan biyada. This is not until... In other words, namely, that the get is a sefer kritut. It tells a story. It's a sipur dvarim. It tells a story. And if the get is telling us a story, that this woman is only going to be gureshet and sivan, then until that time she's not gureshet. Even though it was written earlier, even though it was signed earlier, even though it was handed to her, in other words, ein ba krisus. This is not kritut until the date in the shtar is reached. We have over here a halacha that the time becomes part and parcel of the sipur, of the story, and until that time is reached, we can't use the get. Yes?
We have a halachos that if, I forgot what there's specific tanai, the Mishnah, I think, says that if it's a temporary tanai, so then it's haris a get, and if it's permanent tanai, then it's not a get. So
right.
Is that similar to this?
Again, the concept of tanai requires da'as, and the concept of tanai, that's what the Ran said, that we have a tanai, you know, it's an unwritten tanai, an understood tanai. That's only going to be that's not what over here the Rush and the Ramban are saying. They're coming to the same conclusion that the get is only going to take effect later, but not because of a tanai, but because we don't have a get until later. This get, the get itself, the story of the get is meaningless. It doesn't tell us anything until the time of the get is reached.
Then why don't you need a new nesina?
I mean, that would be like
how can you have something that wasn't a get at the Shas Nesina, and then it somehow turns into a get later, and it's chal then without a Nesina?
That's a very good question.
I don't understand how you can have that without it being some kind of tanai.
Maybe you need another Nesina. The Mamucha Reina Baal Mafsid Peres Mishas Lassima Shas Hazman Dein Roi Lagarish Bo Afilu Nesana Lola Altar Ena Gerishim Cholin Ad hazman. Maybe enough.
At that time, it would be chal, without, even though the nesina was before.
So I don't know if that's true. It's a, in other words, afilu nasna lo la'altar means that it's ein roi legarish bo. In other words, we have over here something which is ein roi legarish bo.
But then, why does he say that it's not chal until?
Ein agerish.
He should say it's not a get. He should say it's not a get until that.
Ein agerish chal means that at that time, then the agerish would be chal. According to the language of the Rosh.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. Is it? The Be'ucha Reina Baal Mafsid Peres Mishas Chasima Ela Mishas Hazman HaKosev Bo She'ein Ro'oi L'Garesh Bo Achshav She'ein Zekrisus Afilu nosan laga altar en ragerishin cholin ad sha'as hazman. He's saying that she'ein zekri. In other words, had he not used the word she'ein zekri to it, I'd agree 100% that would be like the Ran, that it's a tenai. She'ein zekri tut. She'ein zekri doesn't mean that's what it means. But then the fact that Ramban uses almost the same language, krut gita, inkan krut gita.
Right.
Okay, I hear the question. We'll try and figure it out. Was that it? Okay. We'll stop over here. What we've done, what we've seen up to now, basically, is the Mishnah and the background of the Gemara. What we have to get involved in is the world of Peiros. At what point, really, do the Peiros still belong to the Baal? And when do the Peiros revert to being those of the Isha? So here, we may have a machlokas, Gemara is going to say, between the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, and we have a machlokas maybe within, machlokas Rishonim, within the Tanoim as to what they really hold. So that's what we'll deal with next, we'll begin with next time, in terms of the Samar Makomas I already gave you, in terms of Mishum Peiros. And then, if we finish that, we'll continue until... until the bottom line on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, see the Rambam on Gazye Luzman. Gazye Luzman. Okay. This one. What? Oh, we have a minyan? Yes, I've got a question.